Chapter 23. Gripped with fear, Hannah raised her hands in front of her as if trying to shield herself. She heard a sudden scrabbling at the window, a muffled cry above her head. The shadow figure vanished, and then she felt someone topple onto her. They both fell in a heap to the ground. "Alan!" she cried. He struggled to his feet, his eyes wide with panic. "The matches!" he cried. "The matches! We didn't mean to! We..." Another figure came diving out of the window as the crackle of flames grew to a roar. Fred landed hard on his elbows and knees. Hannah stared at his dazed face in the darting orange light. "Fred, are you okay?"
"Danny," he muttered, gazing at her with horror. "Danny's in there. He can't get out."
"Huh?" Hannah leapt to her feet. "Danny's trapped in the fire! He's going to burn!" Alan cried.
"We have to get help," Fred said, shouting over the roar of the flames.
He pulled Alan by the arm. The two boys took off, running unsteadily across the yard toward the house next door. Bright orange and yellow flames licked at the windowsill above Hannah's head. "I have to save Danny," she thought. She took a deep breath, gazing up at the flickering, flashing light of the fire. Then she started toward the open window. But before she could take a step, the light from the window disappeared. The shadow rose in front of her.
"Hannah, go away."
Its frightening, harsh whisper was so close to her face.
"Go away."
"No!" Hannah screamed, forgetting her fear. "I have to save Danny."
"Hannah, you will not save him,"
came the raspy reply. The dark figure, eyes afire, hovered over her, blocking Hannah's path to the window.
"Let me go!" she screamed. "I have to save him!"
The red eyes loomed closer. The darkness fell heavier around her.
"Who are you?" Hannah shrieked. "What are you? What do you want?"
The dark figure didn't reply. The glowing eyes burned into hers. "Danny is trapped in there," Hannah thought. "I have to get in that window."
"Move out of my way!"
she screamed, and in her desperation, she reached out with both hands, grabbed the dark figure by the shoulders, and tried to shove it out of the way. To Hannah's shock, the figure felt solid. With a determined cry, she raised her hands to its face and tugged. The darkness that cloaked its face fell away, and beneath the darkness, Danny's face was revealed.